Blog Talk Radio.
Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Today I will be talking about Psalm 91. My topic is the secret place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What is the secret place of God? When we think of a secret place, it is a place that no one knows. It is a place that is special to us, a place of peace where we find comfort. Maybe we share that secret place with another person. The secret place then has shared specialness. When we are in the secret place of God, it is the holy those who trust and believe on Him. We are in the presence of the Almighty, a special place. We share with Him when we pray or commune with Him. We are in His Shekinah glory. In this place, we are protected from the outside world as He shields us under the shadow of His wings. His Holy Spirit surrounds and protects us. He gives us peace in the midst of our storms. We find comfort here under the shadow of His wings. Scripture says in Psalms 91:2, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him, will I trust? We trust Him. We have faith that He is with us, protecting. 3, surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. And that's Psalm 91:3. The noise that seems to cause so much chaos in our lives, the noise that sometimes disrupts our very being, so much so that we can't even see Jesus. As the verses continue in Psalm 91:4-16, we receive a very, very powerful message of God's love and protection. It says, He shall cover thee with His feathers and under His wings. And under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague, no sickness, no disease come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And in verse 12, they shall bear up thee in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. When we commune with God, when we pray, we enter into a secret place of worship, a place where just you and God have private conversation, a place where we lay ourselves before the throne in reverence to him. We lay before his feet in reverence to God. We commune with him. He hears us. He protects us. A place where his peace abounds. Hallelujah. Psalms 32:7 says, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. Psalm 32:8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in thy way. Thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. In the secret place is where God meets us. As we pray, he is with us. He hears us. In the secret place in prayer, we yield our hearts to him. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. He cares for you. Yield yourself to him. Give him your all. Bask in the presence of God. God's Holy Spirit is so powerful. His presence is powerful. He is here to give you peace in your situation. You may feel that life has been so difficult, but God wants you to bask in his presence. Bask in his presence. Sometimes you might think that things are so big and so great, like a lion coming to destroy us, or something so big as even a dragon to come to destroy us. But because of God, they shall be trampled under our feet. Hallelujah. We long to be in his presence. Just lay before his throne in prayer and begin to know his presence, his peace, as he covers you with his shadow. Under his wings, we rest in his presence. Let him take away your hurt and your sorrow. Let him heal you. The peace of God is more than anyone can fathom. Though we may try to find happiness and peace in this world full of sin, hate, and destruction, God wants to give us his peace. He says, come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. We are his children. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, that reverent name of our Lord and Savior. Yield yourself to him. Let him be your all. In the secret place is where God not only gives peace, but he reveals himself to us through prayer, through his word, and through his Holy Spirit. In the secret place, we learn who God is. As we trust in him and give him our all, those in the world will not understand the secret place of God, because here there is no sin, but a place of reverence and worship and holiness. as we yield ourselves solely to God. Here, God is our refuge, our habitation, and no evil can harm us. Here, we find serenity, we find security, we find peace, and continual communion with God. Lord, we praise you. We give you the glory and the honor today, Lord. We thank you, God, that we could come before you in prayer each and every day, that as we yield ourselves to you in prayer, God, Lord, that you are there hearing us. You listen, oh God. You're there with us. Your Holy Spirit is there, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, that we are in the secret place, that we can commune with you, God, as our hearts yield out to you, God. Lord Jesus, we give everything to you. Lord, we glorify your name. We magnify your name. We just glorify you. We give you the praise, God, for that we know that there is nothing like you, God. Lord, you are our all and all. You are our magnificent Savior, powerful and mighty, awesome in all your ways, God. We just glorify you each and every day, God. We magnify your name, God. Lord, teach us, oh God. Teach us to commune with you daily, God. Teach us, oh God, to even to focus on your presence, to focus on your word, to learn more of you, God, to know that you are our all and all. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the omnipotent Savior, the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. We glorify your name today, God. There is none like you, God. You are a powerful and mighty God. Lord, we just love you on you today. We love you with all that we have inside. We give you the glory and we worship you. We lay down our faces before you, magnifying your name, God. Lord, let us know your presence, oh God. Let us know your holiness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we give our all to you, oh God. Each and every day, God, those problems that seem so big, God, we yield them to you, God. Lord, even in our most lonely hour, God, we give our all to you. We trust you. We praise you. We glorify your name. There is none like you, all powerful and mighty God. Lord, we just give everything to you, God. We give everything to you, our sorrow and our grief, God, our sickness and disease, God. We give everything to you, God. In a day that we don't know what to do, God, we give it all to you, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for supplying our every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, God, for your presence, Lord. We thank you, God, Lord, for continuously being there for us, guiding us, carrying us, uplifting us, giving us peace in the midst of our storm, God. We thank you, God, for covering us under the protection of your wings in your shadow, God. Lord, hallelujah. We praise your holy name, for there is none like you, holy and mighty God. You are our deliverer, our strong tower, God. Hallelujah, our rock, our fortress, oh God, our refuge, oh God. We glorify you today. We magnify you today. We lift you up, God. We magnify you, God. There is none like you, God. Lord, send your delivering power to those who are listening, God. Whatever they may be going through, God, Lord, send your Holy Spirit. Touch them right now, God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, God. Lord, today, Lord, as they listen, God, even as my voice is a point of contact, Lord, Lord, send your word, send your Holy Spirit today. Send your presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch your people right now. You are our Savior, our deliverer. Today, at this weekend, as we celebrate your resurrection, oh God, we know because when you died on the cross for our sins, oh God, and shed your blood, Lord, But Lord, you rose up in resurrecting power, oh God, in delivering power, oh God, that all our sins, oh God, were cleansed, oh God, in righteousness, oh God, and Satan was defeated, oh God, with resurrecting power, oh God, the power of your name, Jesus Christ, Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah, we praise you today, for you are our God, Lord and mighty. You are our God, Lord and mighty, deliverer, healer, strong tower, refuge. We praise you today. We give you the glory. There is none like you, God. Hallelujah. We continually praise you, God. Rescue your people today in the name of Jesus. Send your word right now into the home right now in the name of Jesus. Send your salvation today in the name of Jesus into the homes of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Those who are suffering today, God, Lord, we lift them up, oh God, in your name, oh God, in your name, for we know in your name, Jesus, there is power, delivering power in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We break down the strongholds of Satan today, right now, in Jesus' name, that will come against the people of God, in the name of Jesus, that will cause trouble today. We come against those strongholds today, in the name of Jesus, and we claim victory in Jesus' name. We claim victory in the lives of your people. We claim victory in the homes, oh God. We claim victory in the churches today. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, God. We praise you, God. We give you the glory, God. There is none like you. We praise you right now. Victory in the minds of your people, in the minds of confusion right now. We speak right now. Peace. Peace in those minds right now, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. We speak order right now into the mind of your people, those who are going through confusion right now. Order in Jesus' name. Order in Jesus' name. Deliverance in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. We praise your holy name. We praise your holy name for the delivering power. Those who are going through anxiety and depression right now, Lord, touch, oh God, today in the name of Jesus. Touch the people, oh God. Send peace in that person's mind right now today. I speak to that anxiety spirit of depression. Deliver right now. I speak right now to that spirit. Let go. Set that person free by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and the spirit of his holiness right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, by the power of his name, set that person free in Jesus' name. You have no authority over their life right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be delivered by his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, 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 spirit of confusion, right now, I speak order, I speak order, I speak order in Jesus' name, hallelujah, I speak peace in Jesus' name, deliver, oh God, deliver, oh God, deliver, oh God, hallelujah, 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 the peace that surpasses all understanding. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, for there is power in his name. Hallelujah. And if you're praying with me today, hallelujah, and you're experiencing these things, you begin to thank God for his presence in your life. You begin to thank God for wholeness today. You begin to thank God for his glory. You begin to thank God for his peace. You begin to thank God for his deliverance. Right now, thank him today. Thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy of God trick you. Don't let the enemy trick you and have in your mind. For the Lord wants you to have peace. He wants you to have comfort. He wants you to know that he is with you, that he is your God, that he is your deliverer, that he is your strong tower, Lord. And nothing can defeat the power of Jesus' name. And we just thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise, God. We thank you for all that you are doing today in the lives of your people. Hallelujah. And we praise you and we give you the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. 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 Just praise his name. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise. Hallelujah. 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 We praise your holy name, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.